Hi there, guys. Welcome back to the Center Gent podcast. It's been a little while since I've spoken to you all, and I'm joined by a co-presenter today. I want to introduce Nick. It's going to get really confusing, but my name's Nick as well. But Nick, do you want to introduce yourself quickly?
Yeah, hi, thanks, Nick. Yeah, you're right. It might get a little bit confusing. Okay, so my name quite clearly is Nick. You can call me Nicholas if that makes it a lot easier for us
Yeah,
in this
that's just getting you in trouble though, isn't it?
podcast. Yeah, exactly. And I have an Instagram account called The Angle. That's really the only thing I have in terms of social media. I'm not on a YouTube. I don't really intend on creating any YouTube channels or anything, but no, mostly I like photography of perfumes. I like exploring all that kind of stuff, and yeah,
Great.
that's what I do.
I did wonder for a while whether it was perfumed angle or perfumed dangle. I don't know which what you were going for.
Well, you see, this is the trouble I run into because many people have come back to me and said perfume dangle. Yeah, and it's like, yeah, not really kind of what I was aiming for.
Yeah, it's a different type of kite altogether, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a whole different kettle of fish. So no,
So
thank you for introducing me and welcoming me onto your podcast. I'm honoured, I must say.
hopefully we can make this more of a regular thing. For those who don't know, well, you wouldn't know, Nick and I live relatively close together. We've known each other on and off via Facebook groups and via Instagram for a number of years now. Never actually met. I think we planned to a few times, never quite worked out. And yeah, I finally got Nick to agree to a time and place where we can sit down and have a put it, the podcast together. We've had some technical difficulties, haven't we? But I think it's all going okay at the moment, so we're going to roll with
No,
it.
I'll tell you what's funny is the fact that just for the people who are listening to understand that we talked about this podcast probably late last year, didn't we? Like probably.
Yeah, I had to blackmail on the Instagram recently, didn't I?
And I have to hold my hands up. I'm probably the guilty party because every time like there was a time that we agreed, I'd always say, "Oh no, I can't do it now. I have to move it on." But and now I suppose that the cheek of it was that within the last half an hour, I was messaging you saying, "Are you ready yet? Are you ready yet?"
Part of me wasn't convinced you were going to be there, so I thought, oh, I can watch one more episode of what.
Yeah, I did get that feeling that perhaps you weren't expecting me to actually turn up today.
No, I'm glad you have, mate. Really pleased you put it together. And as I say, hopefully this could be more of a regular thing.
No, yeah.
As you probably heard, I've tried to do a few podcasts in the past, and it's pretty tough going by yourself, if I'm honest. I have to retry and script it, and I'm really aware that I'm droning on. There's a lot of chopping and changing in the edit afterwards. But hopefully a bit more of conversation, a bit more entertaining.
Okay, we'll see where it takes us.
So, what have you been wearing recently? Have you had a bit new in?
Well, I guess that there's two sort of two answers to this, really, is that I recently received a box very kindly given to me by the Perfume Society, and theoretically. I should be exploring all those samples that they provide me with, but I have to admit I am totally rubbish when it comes to samples.
In what way?
I always seem to use the full bottles that I have in my collection as opposed to like the samples or the miniatures that I might have bought. So in terms of what I was sent by the Perfume Society and what was received by me, I have won a few of them. One was Atelier des Ors Lune Feline. And also, literally just the other day, I wore Annick Goutal's Eau d'Adrien, which was actually quite interesting. After I'd worn it, I then went on to the usual place like Fragrantica, just to get
Space
a
out,
feel, of what
I've
the
been
structure
mixing
was.
Parfumu recently as well.
I like Parfumo as a website.
Yeah, they all have their pluses and minuses, don't they? I normally go on all three really sometimes if I'm interested in something. And
Yeah, I mean, the part of me kind of doesn't really like the changes that have been made to Fragrantica, but on the other hand, there are sort of certain
it
sort of
annoys me that I
aspects.
always have to log in to get any information.
Yeah. And one of my actually one of my favorite things on Fragrantica is reading people's reviews of the various fragrances. It's lovely. It's funny just seeing sometimes the wide ranges of people's
Yeah, there's
opinions.
a mixed bag, isn't there? Some are
Yeah.
really well thought out, well written. There's some are pretty harsh at times.
That's always the fun thing when you find the really well thought out and witty responses that you get from people. There is actually a guy on Instagram who I find really amusing with his reviews, not only on Instagram but also on Fragrantica, and it's a guy called Houdini, Scent of the Day.
Okay, I don't think I know that.
Oh, he's really funny. But so yeah, as I said, I wore Eau d'Adrien by Goutal the other day. It was really long lasting, but actually, I've got to be honest with you, it wasn't really that exciting. It was just really just a very citrus heavy aromatic. But even then, when you actually look at the notes that's supposedly in it, there was lots of citruses. There must have been some kind of fixative in there to make it last a long time, because obviously we know that citruses burn off quite quickly. That's a positive, but essentially it wasn't exciting. It just smelled like a pleasant lemonade or something.
Which is nice, we're all after lemonade, aren't we?
Well,
I'll
yeah, I mean, I suppose the thing is that there's things that I own that kind of fill that gap in my sort of itinerary or my wardrobe. So things like Durom cologne, or I don't actually own Chanel's Edition Blanche, but I know that's mega popular out there, isn't it? So that's kind of like a creamy popsicle flavor.
It's funny you should mention lemonade. It was in my mind anyway because I've just finished off my monthly article for Menswear Style, and one of the products that I covered is there's a grooming brand called Ave Henriksen, and they've just brought out a lemonade scrub, and I've really been enjoying that, and I've really been after like a lemon fragrance to go with it. And
And have you
I might
found a lemon
maybe
fragrance to go with it, or are you still searching?
still searching, but Eau d'Adrien, that sounds pretty good. I'm not sure I've really got anything lemony.
See, I'm just going to take a look. It doesn't actually say, it hasn't got any blurb on it to help sort of explain
Well,
what it's.
you're looking
But
at
I'll.
Fragrantica, it's a lemon, citron, grapefruit,
That's.
orange.
That's what I mean. Like, all of the notes are basically citrus.
It's actually got lemon twice on Fragrantica. Is that
Yeah.
lemony?
But it just goes back to what I said earlier. That's what I find interesting about it. And I suppose this is testament to the perfumers. I know Annick Goutal is one of them, but I think she co-created it with another person whose name escapes me at the moment. It might be on Fragrantica, actually. But one thing that gets me is the fact that it's actually quite long lasting, and that's unusual for essentially what is a citrus heavy scent. They normally sort of pass out after a couple of hours or so, because of the
Typically,
nature of
it's
them.
got a heavy base, such as the addition
Yeah, but anchored in the right way, so it's kind of, you don't really notice that there's the transition from the citrus to the base. It's more like you get. It's quite a linear fragrance. You get the citrus on the top, you get it in the heart, and then you get it as it sort of progresses. I guess there must be some kind of, I don't know, ICE super in there that's not listed. Something just to anchor that smell on your
blanc.
skin for a longer time.
I feel that we're going to get kind of down into notes at some point during the recording. I'm going to be like, definitely, definitely. And
Well, I'll be the same. I'll be trying to sound intelligent and tripping over certain things. I probably so.
you've been wearing anything else then?
Yes, I have. So, scent of the day today was Amouage's Reflection Man, which again, I'm. Go on, sorry, Nick.
Reflection. No, so great choice. I've got Reflection Man as well. Excuse me while I move bits around in my messy office. I'm trying to get to my fragrance cupboard and just remind myself what I've been wearing.
I think there was something just to do with the fact that in our part of the world, it was quite a pleasant day today.
It's been nice though, isn't it? It's about 12 degrees.
12 degrees, blue skies, fluffy clouds, sun is out. It's cool, but early spring weather. And
I feel
I've
like
got
I've
to say,
wasted
have you? You've been stuck indoors all day.
mostly. There was a brief trip to Wickes, but that's about as exciting as my day got.
Oh my goodness. No. Is that, are you buying pots of paint or something, or DIY for the weekend?
Yeah, something like that. Not to bore the listeners too much. We need a new floor for the kitchen, so we've had a quick look at flooring.
Oh dear, I feel
Oh yeah, everyone switched off now at that point.
a poor. Well, all I was going to say was just as I said, when it comes to choosing what fragrance I want to wear on a daily basis, I don't
Yeah.
have any kind of secret. I don't have a
No.
rotation. I literally just pick what I feel. So this morning, I sort of looked at whatever part of my wardrobe because they're all in different drawers and stuff. And
Yeah.
I just thought, you know what? Today I want to wear something that's kind of spring florally. So Armoire's Reflection Man stood
Yeah,
there
great.
proudly and I picked it up and sprayed it away. So yeah, I'm very happy with the choice.
I've got my bottle here at the moment.
It's
It's
one of those things.
great
It's
stuff, isn't it? It makes you feel refined whenever I wear
yes.
that.
Yes. I think it's
Similar
quite.
in Invasion Bar Bar.
I haven't tried that, but I
Oh,
know
I'll have to. Oh, you will do. As soon as lockdown's over, don't you worry, we will.
I'll. Okay, lovely.
Sure that. I think if you love Fougères, then Invasion
Yeah,
Bar.
I
I
do.
think, if you like Reflection Man, you're gonna like this.
Yeah, actually, funnily enough, you're touching on that about Fougères. That is probably primarily what I've been wearing recently. So some of the classics I wore Rouge Gauche by YSL a couple of days ago, and Tom Ford's Beau de Jour as well.
Have you
I
tried
think
Fougères d'Argent? Tom Ford.
no, I
Okay.
haven't, but I did see that that was available on a discount website, and I was tempted to get it, but
Oh, is
then I thought.
it?
Oh, I've got a couple of Fougères already. I probably don't need it. What's it like? Does it differentiate itself from stuff like Beau de Jour and Rive Gauche, or is it kind of similar?
I think it stands alone. I think
Yeah.
we should hold out on that one, perhaps. And I want you to try it, and I want you to.
Oh, okay, doing impressions on it.
Yeah, I think so. But I've just got a decant of that one, and I'm trying to make it last, to be honest, because I really enjoy it. And I can't. I'm at the point now where I find it really hard to justify purchasing full bottles. The collection's growing. I'm in the lucky position that I'm sent out bottles here and there, and they're stacking up, and I'm very grateful for it. But then I just can't justify them buying more.
Well, you see, I think again, you touch on a really interesting point about, what does it all mean to be like someone who's enthusiastic about fragrances and stuff. And I remember when I started getting really heavily interested in it, which is probably going back about 6 years now. And when I look back now, thinking, my goodness, when I look at how much I've spent, how much I've got, how much I obviously enjoy, duds I've bought that I just think, oh, I'm never going to wear them again.
Because we see it, don't we, in the Facebook groups. People will buy fragrance, they'll spray it once or twice, and then they'll sell it straight away.
Yeah, and you
So,
just think, why didn't you just buy a sample in the first place or something
well,
like
yeah, but also that for me, spending time with it and actually enjoying it, getting to know it, that's the point, that's the enjoyment. Just playing the numbers game of just of trying that one, it's almost like you're ticking them off,
Mm.
and that's
Yeah.
not why I enjoy about fragrances.
I think to a degree, there's something that probably competes with that feeling because I completely get that. And I agree with you that, I have to sometimes pause myself and just think, look, I don't need to get another full bottle. On the other hand, there is an excitement about the thrill of the hunt, thrill of the chase, particularly if you're after something that's either vintage. Or hard to find, or is, quite rare.
Yeah, because that's something that I don't really get involved with so much, but I know you enjoy hunting down some vintage bottles, don't
Was quite lucky because not too far away from where I live, there's this pharmacy, and they
okay, is that secret pharmacy that you're not going to tell
the
me
secret
about?
pharmacy, yeah, they have absolutely no idea what they've got in stock, basically. And I remember when I
Yeah.
went in there. I could not believe my eyes because they had probably about four or five full bottles of Midnight Poison, which was discontinued about 10 years ago or whatever. And I know
Right,
that's popular. But it was primarily the Dior stuff that was the sort of the rare stuff. So they had all All of their Diorama Intense bottles were from 2007 and 2008. Their Diorama Parfum as well, which was like from, I don't know, whenever it was released, was it 2012 or something like that? And I just thought, yeah, I bought them. I bought quite a lot. I bought a lot of mid stuff. So, and they even had a tester of Fahrenheit 32, and
Right, wow.
I spoke to the guy and I says, look, that is, you haven't got a full, but you haven't got like a proper bottle. I can see that you've got the tester. It looked a bit knackered as well, to be fair. And I just thought, look, can I buy that off you? And the guy says, no. He'll look at it first to see if it's still in production. And I said to him then, I says, look, it's discontinued. I can tell you that now. But he was kind of like quite adamant that he wouldn't sell it to me. He just says, come back to me in a week's time. And if, you
Okay.
know, it's not available, I'll sell it to you. So, yeah, lo and behold, I did. It wasn't actually quite a week later. It was probably about 3 or 4 weeks later, and it was still there on the shelf. And I thought, look, I remember you. You remember you spoke to me. You said you'd sell me that. I've come to collect it now. I've come to collect it. And he goes, oh, okay, how much do you want to pay for it? And I was like, is this guy for real? I says, look, okay, I'll probably pay 35, £40 for it or something. And this was like, I think it was a 50 milliliter bottle or something. I thought that was
How much
fairly.
did it?
He sold it to me for £20.
Okay, how many mil were left in the 50 mil bottle?
Probably 45.
Okay.
It was practically full. But
Oh.
the kicker of the story is I don't like it.
Do you not?
No, I don't like it
I
at all.
vaguely remember trying Fahrenheit 32. I can't. I'm gonna tell you. I'll look it up now. Is it
Again,
lighter than the original?
it is. It's totally different. It's kind of supposedly meant to be like a summery floral version of Fahrenheit. But again,
Right.
this is the kicker. If you go on to Fragrantica, you'll see lots of people sort of waxing lyrical about how wonderful this is and it shouldn't have been discontinued, so on and so forth.
Obviously
But
people weren't buying it.
well, this is the thing, isn't it? I think absolutely. I think a lot of these perfumes that do get discontinued, sorry, they get discontinued for a couple of reasons. Probably one, they don't sell very well. And it's only when they've become suddenly,
Yeah, it's
i.e.,
perhaps
not available,
sometimes it's
it
ingredients,
drives
isn't it? It's
demand.
changing laws perhaps, and they perhaps can't get the ingredients they used to. But mostly it's because it just hasn't sold well, and then all of a sudden it's taken off the shelves, and then it's
Well,
almost.
I think this is another whole different discussion as well about flankers, because I know flankers from just general conversations with folk is something that really gets on people's nerves. And I recently saw that Hermès have released their first men's orientated fragrance for the last for the for 15 years or something. It's like the first time they've released one for 15 years. Well, obviously the last one was Terre
Oh
de
yeah,
Mez, wasn't it? And then there's
I
like
saw that.
it's called H24.
Is it a number?
Yeah, H24.
H24.
I'm interested in trying that because again, it's Hermès and they are, is it Christina Nagel? That's the nose there. I think she's
Yeah, it
really
is, yeah.
what she does. Although frankly, I wasn't that enamored with Eau Vetiver in the sort of Terre de Mez line, but obviously I like the original Eau de Toilette
So
and I really like the Eau de
the note list
Full
is
Parfum.
quite minimal.
Okay.
Metallic notes, clary sage, palisander rosewood, narcissus. So I'm interested in trying that one as well.
I suppose is that the direction that some of these places are traveling in, sort of more of a sort of a stripped back
Simplistic,
minimalist.
yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
A bit of, hopefully once lockdown's over, well, we can meet up perhaps at Selfridges and catch up on some releases that we haven't got our nose on. Because I'm sure you're
Definitely.
missing your trips to Selfridges. And the last time I heard Nick went to Selfridges, he was telling me that he was having a complimentary glass of champagne. So I dread to think how much he spent.
Well, that's the thing, is it? I do miss the team at Selfridges because they're a really good bunch in the ballroom. And
I love
that was
the
actually the release.
team because you're there that often that you know them all.
I know them all, yeah, by name. I really like that. I think it was the release of Sauvage Parfum, and I didn't go there for that. although, if anyone's actually cares to know, it's my favorite out of the three flankers of Sauvage, is the Parfum
Sauvage,
version, probably because it's got Mandarin in it.
gets a
You're
bit of a
sorry?
rad bad rap. It's popular fragrances,
I
sort
think,
of
yeah.
vilified.
I think the issue with Sauvage and the Eau de Toilette is the fact that it became popular with everybody, like people who even didn't like perfumes, or they'd get it for birthdays, they'd get it for Christmases. And it was so potent as well. I mean, to a degree, hats off to the, François Demarchy, because he created a really powerful perfume, that Eau de Toilette, that lasts forever, projects like an absolute beast. But, people just wore it too heavily, I think, and it does choke you out. I remember commuting into the city, and literally that's all I could smell up the streets was just this kind of, like, sort of slightly powdery, patchouli pepper in the air, and it's like, okay, that's Sauvage. So I've still got DDT, but it'll become like some kind of vintage in the
It's
future,
much
probably.
like a Ventus, isn't it? It's a victim of its own own success to a certain point.
Absolutely, yeah,
Not that
totally
that's
agree
going to
with you
affect
there.
sales, I don't think. I don't think the Facebook groups have that much influence on sales, but
Back to the Selfridges team there. What I don't remember, obviously I bought that, but I think what was really good, and I liked about speaking to the team directly, is because they have those little 7.5 milliliter miniatures from Maison Christian Dior. And what I found, which is like a little bit of a pet hate of mine, is that if you order from Dior.com GB, you buy like the Maison Christian Dior, which is like whatever, 200 quid or 220 quid as it is now, because the prices have gone up. And you get like a choice of miniatures, but they're from the mainstream. So you can choose either Miss Dior,
I see.
J'adore, Sauvage. And I'm just thinking, hang on a second, I'm buying from your prestige line here. I kind of half expect you to give me an option of at least trying out one of the miniatures from Maison Christian Dior. I don't want to smell J'adore again. You know
So
what I mean?
it's
That's
not if they do
my
give you
little.
the premium samples.
So that's the thing, yeah. If I go to the store directly, because I know them as well, I can sort of twist their arm a little bit. I can say, look, I've just bought Mizar, for example, or Vetiver, which is, can I have this? And it's like a little miniature of Ambre Nuit or Bois d'Argent or something like that. They didn't have much of a section, actually, to be fair. They only had like Udi Espéhan, Ambre Nuit, and Bois d'Argent, and Gris
I used to
d'Or
love
as well.
it.
So that's the latest. That's the latest one I've actually purchased from Dior, was Gris Dior, in that sort of fancy, I don't know how you pronounce it, but toile de jour, design.
All this French is just out there to catch us out, isn't it?
I was
Oh, we're
practicing
here.
before this podcast
Put
in
your best
case I talk
accent
about.
on.
Yeah, I'll try not to ham it up too much, but yeah, and it. There is a brand actually that I'm sort of interested in exploring more of. I own one of their fragrances already, but there's if there is going to be like a target that I'm kind of looking to explore more, it's this brand. And I'm going to use the word now because I've been practicing. It's Les Indomitables,
Okay.
and they've got the perfume I've got is Musc de Sable, and it's beautiful. But they also have other ones, and the one that's kind of like doing the rounds at the moment on the social media channels is Vanille
Okay.
Havane, which is kind of, it kind of, the clue's in the name, it's kind of a tobacco
Which is
vanilla.
right up my street.
I'm interested, yeah, and it's got a gorgeous color to it as well. But I've just seen lots of, it's not widely known like the brand anyway, but those people in the social media that know of it speak
Yeah,
very
I'm just having
highly
a look now.
of.
I like the bottle and I like the packaging. They've done a nice job with that.
I think something to admire about them as well is they tell you what percentages of oils are in the perfume itself. So, and I can't think of another brand that does that. So, for example, with the bottle of Musc de Sable that I own, it tells you how much ambergris tincture is in there. It tells you how much mandarin essence is in there, and the volumes are kind of like, I'm not a perfumer, so I don't really know whether it's high or
Yeah,
low,
no
so to
idea.
speak, but I know the mandarin essence is about like 2%, but obviously that's all because it's been diluted, hasn't it, with like perfumer's alcohol and stuff
Yeah.
like that, no doubt. But yeah, they're really classy. I think they're kind of based out from the Alps somewhere. I don't know if they're in France or in
What does it
Switzerland.
say on the thing? It says country France. It doesn't really specify any further than that. I'm sure we can find out on the website. But I'm just looking. Fougères Émirat. That looks right at my street. Yeah,
Yeah,
I'm gonna check that.
I think they've got 10 fragrances overall. They're kind of like a nice small number to
Yeah.
explore, you know, so you're not
Yeah, that
hundreds
would
to look
really
through.
look good. I'll check them out.
And I think as well, they're just, I suppose this is their unique selling point. I'm not, by the way, people, I'm not plugging them because I'm not endorsed by
No,
them in any way.
not yet. Just a couple
I
more
just think
episodes, maybe.
that they do things in essentially small batches, so they're kind of like, it just feels like they're almost like a family run business rather than a
Yeah.
massive, you know, giant like
Yeah,
LVMH or
I get a
something.
similar. Have you ever tried anything from Maison Crivelli?
No, and I haven't, and I'll also admit I have never even heard of them. So you can educate me
Yeah,
now. What,
so
tell
I
me about them.
mean, I believe it's a one man band. A guy called Tibo Crivelli, rather, and yeah, he sent me out samples, and he was nice enough to send me a full bottle some while ago. And yeah, and it's a similar feeling. These smaller brands where they perhaps don't have the huge budgets of other brands, you get a more personal experience when they contact you. And yeah, it's probably a similar feeling to you get with their, I'm not going to pronounce it, in go on. Exactly.
L'indomitable.
Easy for you to say.
I actually wrote it in phonetic English on my piece of paper here, so people would just probably like smile if they could see it. It's L-E-Z, Liz, O-N-D, and Omidable, bleu, with E-U-G-H on the end, like bleu. Les indomitables. There you go.
So yeah, Maison Crivelli, I don't even think they have 10 fragrances. Let me check their actual website.
Okay.
But I think you're gonna love it. So
Yeah, I'm going to jot that down. He's on
yeah.
Crivelli, did you say?
So the full bottle I had was of Santal Volcanique, and I actually wrote a review of that one on my website. I have to send you a link later.
Yeah, please do. I would you like the name? Volcanic. Is it got sandalwood by any
Yeah,
chance?
it's probably exactly what you think.
Yeah. Mineral sandalwood. Okay. Well, that's what I'm getting just from
Yeah,
the name itself. If I say volcanic with minerals and
but
rocks and stuff like that.
the packaging is firstly is beautiful, but also you get, like the sample butters. They've got
Oh,
individual
yeah.
ones for each fragrance, and as you spray it on, it reveals an image underneath.
Ah, that's
Yeah.
fancy pants, isn't
And
it? That's the kind of lovely nonsense that I
yeah.
really enjoy.
And on
So
the
I'm really into.
website as well, there's like an audio experience to the fragrances.
Oh my goodness. So they've go the whole hog,
So
every
move. So
sensual
it's four,
sensory thing
seven.
you can think.
I think there's nine in total. Yeah, so for instance, you're going to sell Santal Volcanique on the website, and they talk about the experience. So the experience, they describe it as the scent of scorched sandalwood on the slopes of an erupting volcano. You've got glowing spice clouds, acid ashes, tremors, burning adrenaline, ascent 3,700 meters beyond black slopes, parched yang, scorched sandalwood and cedar, cascading coffee, crackling cardamom, roasting ginger, roaring softness.
Well, I know what I'm doing after this
It's
podcast is
yeah,
over. I'll
it's
be
yeah. I
Googling
think
them.
you'd really enjoy this. So, I believe the perfumer, if I'm reading this right, was Richard Ibanez. Not someone I'm
Okay.
entirely familiar with, to be honest, but he's done a fantastic job on
Okay.
this one. Really enjoyed it, and yeah.
Do you know if it's just that is done, or is he almost like their in-house perfumer? Is he one that creates a
Let
lot
me
for them?
have a look.
And also, whilst you're looking for that, out of interest, I mean, did you get this from them directly, or were you able to get it through like a third party? Because the first places I think of if I want to try and get something really, really, niche and small artisanal independent is kind of like Le Centre in
I
London or
was lucky
something,
enough that
or
they contacted me. So Thibaut contacted me and he wanted to send me out
okay.
some samples and a bottle for review to, well, not so much for review. A lot of these brands like to, obviously, they perhaps check me out on Instagram and they just want to get product in my hands and for me to do then do as I wish with it, really. Pretty much always, there's going to be a photo. If I really like it, there's going to be a review, and there was this one. So I'm lucky in that respect, but I'm not sure other than their website where else they're stocked. But let me just have a quick look at some of the other perfumers that have done their fragrances. On a side note, I need a new computer. So anyone on Instagram probably saw recently that I was asking about a PC or Mac. And I think it's going to be a Mac.
Okay. I've got a Chromebook, but it's sitting in its packet.
I'm currently using Chromebook and it's mostly fine. But it's a few years old now and you ask a bit too much of it and it just throws a strike. So it looks like Bertrand de Chaffour has done a few fragrances for them.
Okay, well, that he is, very, very good. They're actually, I can't, there are a number of fragrances that I have smelled by Bertrand de Chaffour, and because I'm pretty sure he's done something for Frederick Malle as well. Because we all know, don't we, that Frederick Malle has this thing about, having the perfumer's name on the bottle, because it is their art at the
Yeah,
end of the day.
I'm just going
And
fragrance here.
that's something I respect about.
So Bertrand de Chaffour, he's done Jubilation Man.
There we go. Yeah.
He's done. Oh, we did the Espresso di Toscana. You ever tried that one? Well, Acqua di
Yeah.
Parma. I'm a big Acqua di Parma fan.
Yes, I
He
have.
did that. He did Colonia
Yeah.
Salute. I don't think I think Colonia
Did you
is one
say?
of the cases where I've
Stop.
enjoyed every single flanker. Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said that you're a big fan of Acqua di Parma. Have you got any things that any of them that really stand out to you that you considered like your favorites?
You know what I always go back to recently? I go back to Colonia Pura.
Okay, yeah.
It's
Again, that was something that I was looking to get hold of
yeah, I mean,
myself,
I've probably spoken about it a bit
for
at length
it.
really. Since I've not been to many events since starting in this fragrance game, but Acqua di Parma have been nice enough to invite me to a few, and one of which was the release event for Acqua di Pura. So I've got a bit of a soft spot in that respect anyway. But I think what they tried to do was create a modern version of Colonia. I mean, Colonia is still very much wearable now. I still wear that all the time as well. But I think they've hit the nail on the head. It still smells classic. It still smells refined. But it doesn't. Colonia still has a whiff of, how can I put it? Of days gone by. You can tell that it's of its time, although it's still wearable now. Whereas Pura smells definitely modern. But it achieves the same thing. I'm probably waffling on there, but I know what I
Okay.
mean.
Well, I'm slightly worried because I'm looking at my mobile phone screen. It doesn't seem to, it just says that I'm the first one here, but we're still talking to each other. We're definitely sure this is
Yeah, I can see
recording.
it recording there. We're at 43 minutes.
Wow. Okay.
But
Well,
we did
that's a
waffle. I think
relief
we
then.
only started on about 8 or something like that, so because we were waffling for a bit, just making sure it was working. Yeah,
Okay.
for anyone listening, we're using Anchor, and for whatever reason, at the moment, if I invite Nick to the chat, doesn't work. If he invites me to a chat, does work. So now we've got to go through the process of recording on his account and then downloading the audio, copying it to mine. And but anyway, we'll get it sorted. And I'm going to have to do some Googling perhaps tonight, because I'm sure we must be doing something wrong.
Probably. Well, there's a good chance that I'm not really helping you. But you asked me earlier what I'm wearing at the moment, and I realized that we actually hadn't spoken about what you might have been wearing recently. So, and I'm sure, the listeners are just as interested in what you've
Oh,
been
I
wearing the
wouldn't
last couple
imagine
of days.
so, but so let me just go through my cupboard and just remind myself of what I've had in recently. Because I know what I want to grab out, because I want to remind myself of it. Have you smelt anything from St. Giles?
No, I haven't, but that name does
Yeah.
ring a bell, St. Giles.
So St. Giles,
I can't remember what it's
once
from.
again, I think it's a small brand. I think they're UK based.
I think they are UK based, yeah.
I'm not entirely sure where in the UK, but they contacted me. So they sent me a full bottle of the writer. And I've also got samples of the rest of the line. So there's the Stylist, the Actra.
It makes sense now. I remember seeing posts about that. Yeah, they got like
The
farm, I
Mechanic
think.
and the Tycoon. I think that's the entire line. Let me just check I'm not missing any others. What would you do like very transcurry?
I know. I mean, just going back to what I was saying earlier about why I'm rubbish with samples is if I think about how many samples I actually have, I don't know whether or not there's some kind of strange kind of psychology going on, but because they never tend to be over 2 milliliters or something, I think, well, I won't wear it because I don't want to use it. It absolutely makes no sense whatsoever to any rational person, but it's kind of like because it's just such a small amount, I think, oh no, I'll save that instead of actually just using it. Probably all 2 milliliters in one day and thinking, you know what? Yeah, I really like this. I'll get the full bottle. Far too many. I
And
need to do a declutter, but again, I'm ultimately lazy at heart, so
but
I
don't
probably
you
just
also
won't
love
do
it
it.
when brands offer smaller bottles as well? If they perhaps do like a 30 mil.
Ah, yeah, that's definitely my
Yeah,
preference these
I do wish
days.
more brands did that because, 100, definitely too much for most of the time. 50, okay. But then when you've got a large collection, 50 mil is still quite a lot of juice, isn't
Yeah,
it?
even it's still a lot, absolutely. And I think that's the thing is that there are a lot of the sort of prestige lines in some of the designer worlds, like the Chanels, the Diors, where they still insist on having like 125 milliliters or, these enormous bottles that you just don't need. And I'd rather have, 30 milliliters or even, 20 milliliters of
Yeah,
some of
because
these fragrances. I mean, an example, sorry mate, is Oud Ispahan. I mean, I've got a miniature. Luckily enough, I've got the 7.5 milliliters of it. I will never ever need any more than that because it's so powerful. Literally, just one drop, and it's
I
12
never got
hours.
on with Oud Ispahan.
No, it's definitely got its own unique taste to it, I guess. There was a guy that used to commute into work before lockdown, and it was his signature scent. So I kind of didn't wear it because he was wearing it. I didn't know the guy had smell it down the platform.
That's pretty unique actually to smell somebody, out in the wild wearing something like
Well, yeah, and it's instantly recognizable as well, isn't it? You know,
that.
if you, I don't
Oh
think it was.
yeah.
I don't think it was just any rose oud. It was definitely Oud Ispahan.
Okay.
Have you just opened a
No.
bottle of wine?
But I took the
Where's my
hang
glass?
on. Have you got your beer, by the way?
Yes, it's well, I just got it from the local garage, so I didn't have much of a selection to go by, but I've selected something called Meantime
I know it.
London. It's an anytime IPA. You've heard of them, yeah. It
I don't.
says, "We're pioneers of modern craft beer. We're passionate about what we do." And apparently, it's got a load of hops that I've never heard of, apart from Centennial. And it's a tropical refreshment from the heart of London, apparently.
I've been really
There we go.
boring recently. I was well on the beer train. I was well on the craft beer. Have you heard of Untappd? Which is a
I
dangerous
have, yeah.
app where you log every beer you drank, like it's some kind of competition.
Have you
Yeah, I
done
think
that
I
then,
was
have you?
well on my way to 1,000 different beers, and I've since had a little break.
Well, I think that's where we ended up talking a couple of years ago about, which never came to pass, which was meeting up at
Oh
the
yeah.
Wolf in the city because they were good for craft beers,
Yeah,
weren't they?
there's
I think you were telling me.
I mean, for anyone listening, we both live in and around Birmingham. So yeah, in Birmingham city centre there's a few good craft beer bars. The Wolf, one of my favourites. There was one as well called Tilt, but I've got a horrible feeling over lockdown they might have shut down, but Tilt was the pinball place.
Yeah, I
So that
remember.
was really cool. You have craft beer and play some old pinball. And then you suddenly realize how difficult playing pinball actually is. It looks really cool and it's fun for about 5 seconds until you lose your ball and then your money's gone.
Yeah, and I tend to realize that all I'm doing is just spamming
Yeah.
the triggers to flap the paddles, and I'm not really doing it in any kind of like sort of artistic or technological way.
So, loop background to St.
Well,
Giles.
yes.
So they offered to send me out the samples and a full bottle, and I got to pick. And I took some advice from, do you know Thomas, who's the candy perfume boy on Instagram?
Yeah, but through his IG handle, the Candy
Yeah,
Perfume Boy,
so
yeah.
I asked his advice because he knows the brand and he recommended the writer, and I went for that one as a full bottle, and I'm really glad I did. So going via Fragrantica, just listed the notes for you. So top notes: rosemary, ginger, curry sage, aldehydes, rhubarb. Mid notes of incense and leather, and then base notes of
Ooh.
castoreum, atlas cedar, driftwood, and sandalwood.
That's a really interesting combination. I would never imagine to have like rhubarb and castoreum in the
Yeah,
same sentence,
it's.
but
I don't know. I wouldn't say it's overly heavy on the castoreum. I think they've only used a little bit of amount
no.
there. It's overall, it's very green. The
Yeah.
notes don't particularly lean you towards green so much. I mean, there's rosemary, curry sage, but to me, mostly a green fragrance. Definitely very kind of classic. This is a suit and tie kind of scent mostly, I feel. But I just like it just for day to day. I really love it. You know, some fragrances you just go back just to sniff the cap.
Yeah.
I mean, I always do that with Oud Wood, but
And
this is one at the moment I really enjoy. I might have a spray of this actually.
I was going to say, there are probably some people that are interested because it's kind of one of those things about how you experienced longevity and performance in inverted commas. Like, so the writer then, how does that work off your skin specifically?
So, for me, longevity on this one. Do you ever actually time it? I just kind of judge it by a work day. So, it easily lasts a work day, easy to do 8 hours.
Yeah.
Performance wise, I mean, projection probably projects 3 to 4 hours perhaps. And then past then, it's maybe more of a skin scent. But I feel it does leave a good trail.
That's the thing, isn't it? Is you get some of these fragrances where, I mean, to some extent, I
Mean,
guess it's to each individual. I never really know how you can sort of anyone can tell really how long something
yeah.
projects for, because getting anosmic to the fragrance yourself, and like you said, you leave a trail. So you might actually be in a room, for example. It probably works better if you're in an office or something, and then you walk back into a room that you're in 5 minutes again. Sometimes you can still sort of
Yeah,
smell your
I
own
mean that's why
scent in
whenever
there,
I'm
kind of
writing
thing.
a review, I mean I use the term review loosely because all I'm writing about is my experience with it, and it is just that, it's my experience. It's how it worked on my skin. It can feel quite difficult sometimes recommending a fragrance to someone because you just don't know how it's going to perform on their skin. You don't really know their personal tastes. But if I'm just writing strictly as my experience, and then I think over time people have just kind of learned what I enjoy and they perhaps identify with that. But yeah, how do you rate performance?
Actually, kind of similar to how you talked about it in terms of how long it lasts over, like, I don't time it. I can say that for certain. I don't sit there with my stopwatch thinking, okay, I can still smell it. It's more like when I apply perfume, let's start there first to begin with. Like I apply it as most normal people would around the sort of collarbone, the neck, all that kind of stuff, back of the head, back of the hair. But I also put a few sprays on my forearm and sort of just above the wrist area. Now, the thing is though, because being a man and all that, I've got hair on my arm there. It probably sticks to the hairs longer, so sometimes that can probably give me a false impression. But I tend to sort of run by that. So if it's kind of last of the workday, if I can still smell it on my wrist somehow, and I haven't, it hasn't been rubbed off because of the desk or whatever, or obviously because it's in my forearm, I'm washing my hands. I'm not washing my forearms, so it's kind of it stays there. I tend to just go by that, and it is like you said through a standard office day. So I apply it. If I apply something at 7 o'clock in the morning, how long does it work throughout a working day? There are some fragrances that do seem to dissipate a lot earlier. So, but it doesn't really bother me. I just take
Because
either an atom
I mean,
pot
there's
with me.
obviously there definitely are outliers that, as you talk about, you can't smell after a number of hours, but you perhaps still get compliments, and it'll shock you because you can't believe that
That's
people can
right.
smell it. Aventus is obviously famous for that, isn't it?
Yeah, and also I can talk about from experience of a sniffer. So in Grand Central Station, I was in like a little food store just before I got the train home. This is going back, before lockdown, of course. I could easily smell Aventus, and I actually managed to narrow it down to the guy. And I did. I actually talked to, if I smell a fragrance on someone, I know this is not very British of me,
Oh,
but I will
really?
speak to them. I'll actually say, "Excuse me, yeah, are you wearing X or Y or Z?" And I've done that
And they'll look
with
at you
Molecule
very
One.
oddly.
That, funnily enough, they actually, most people just smile. In my experience, they just smile and go,
Okay.
"Yeah, I'm wearing this," and it's kind of like a nice little icebreaker type thing. So there was a guy that was wearing Aventus, and I just said, "Oh, excuse me. Are you wearing Aventus?" And he was like, yeah. I says, "Well, I can tell it smells really good." And he goes, I actually asked him, I said, "When did you apply it?" And he goes, "Oh, I applied it
Oh,
about
wow.
7 hours ago." And I was blown by that. Yeah. And it was still from me as a, I suppose, like a member of the public, it was so not strong in a horrible way. It was noticeable, I suppose, is the best way to put it. But really pleasantly so. And it was undisputedly Aventus. You could smell like the birch, the kind of slightly pineapply blackcurranty top to it. And amazingly, 7 hours later, and come to think of it, that, when you think about the top notes supposedly dissipating after a certain period of time, to still get that kind of fruity top to it 7 hours later or so, testament to
Tuscan
the
leather is the other
perfumers, I
one
guess.
that does that to
But you
me, especially if you get it on clothing. That will stay on there for weeks. That will last through several
Yeah,
washes as
I can imagine.
well. That stuff is
Yeah,
truly
yeah.
nuclear.
I haven't got any Tuscan leather. I will admit to actually having the, what is it? I don't know if the word dupe is right, but the kind of the
Oh,
inspired
yeah.
by, oh, it's one of those Middle Eastern brands. Is it Rasasi or something? They did lay. Yeah, I've got that. And again, that's probably an example of buying the bottle because it was discounted. And then since I've actually received the bottle, I haven't worn it. And that's terrible. And I'd
Yeah,
probably end
I
up
will
selling it,
look
to
at
be
my
honest.
collection and think, oh, I should sell some, but then I never do. We intentions of
No.
cutting down, but never happens. Oh, the other thing I was going to talk about with you was, did you say you had something free from the Perfume Society?
Yes, we touched on it earlier. It's a box of samples. It's called the Sharing Collection, and I've tried a few of them, but there's a couple of interesting ones I can just cover off. So, I've tried Atelier des Ors Lune Feline, kind of like quite a baked vanilla, smoky smell. Popular with people in the social media realm. I will say it's not really one for me. But that doesn't detract from the fact that, it is a good fragrance. It lasts a good time. It's pleasant. It kind of does what it says on the tin. But yeah, it's not one for me. And I've tried Goutal's Eau d'Adrien. As I said, we were talking about lemons earlier on. But the things that they've included, which I've still got to try, is Eight & Bob's Egypt, Goldfield Banks Bohemian Lime, which actually I am actually interested in trying because there are. I remember trying a few from Goldfield and Banks, such as
Yeah, I
Desert
like.
Rosewood, which
Have you
I
tried
really
Wooden
do
Fusion?
think is good.
Really like that one.
I have, yeah. I enjoy that one as well. They've got the I can't believe I've
Pacific
forgotten the name of it,
Rockmoss.
but they've got the like their aquatic, which Pacific
Yeah.
something or other. That's it. Yeah, that's pleasant. That's going back to performance things. That's the one where, for some reason, it dissipates on my skin fairly quickly. But that just could be just my skin. Probably lasts 3 or 4 hours, and I need to apply it. But also, what else I've got in the packet
Okay.
is BDK's Parfum Sel d'Argent, and also Rehab's Initio. And I have tried Rehab before lockdown. Going back to Selfridges, they had like a table that was full of Initios. Oud for Grape, all that kind of stuff, Rehab,
Yeah, I've got a
the
little
other ones I can't
sample of
recall, but
Side Effect.
and they've got a couple of random Side
I
Effect,
had
that's
a
another one of theirs. Yeah, there's a house here called Vine House, with Heroic Story and Voyage Story, and they've got the Rook perfumes in there and Kingdom Scotland and Kingdom Botanica, which I'm interested in trying. So actually, to be fair, there's
So I
a
wanted
fair
to
few
go
that I
back
need
to the
to
Perfume Society box
get
because
my
I've had a
right.
few from them myself recently. I believe last year they did it for the first time. They did a discovery box with Harvey Nichols. So they sent me that one last year, and they've done they did another one recently. And Maison Crivelli was actually featured in that. There was the three of theirs in that one. But my pick from that was. Have you tried Maison Francis Kurkdjian's L'Homme à la Rose?
Yes, only in store though. I haven't sort of got a bottle or a sample of it. It's literally been
Yeah,
a
so from
sniff
memory, it's actually a
in a
pretty
sort of a
generous
department store.
sample. So what is it? It's 5 mil. Yeah, which is
Well,
plentiful. And
MFK as well, that five
they're
mil's going to
each cute
last you
little
a long
sample
time,
bottles
isn't
as
it?
well. The ones without the long stem on the cap. So I'm really happy with that. And yeah,
Yeah.
I mentioned this on Instagram some while ago. Rose isn't something I typically go for, but
Well, it's funny you should say it because if I reflect on kind of what are my favorite
yeah.
notes, what do I like to smell often, I wouldn't well, I wouldn't until recently immediately have told you rose, but I've come to realize that a lot of the
Really,
fragrances that I really, really
yeah.
enjoy do actually have that as a major component to them, whether that's Christian Dior's Ambre Nuit or Amouage's Lyric Man. They've all got a healthy dose of rose in there. I really enjoy it. Yeah, and other fragrance notes that I like are, well, you can't, because I like some of the lines that I like, you can't get away with sort of not enjoying stuff like bergamot. But also ambergris. I actually kind of like the sort of the salty muskiness of ambergris, and it's I've only got a few fragrances that contain the real stuff, but those that I do have, I really enjoy. Again, I'm not necessarily a massive fan of the synthetic substitutes that are used for it, but that, I'm not going to badmouth Ambroxan because there are some perfumes that
Yeah.
use Ambroxan really well. It's all to do with how the perfumer blends it, I think. And there isn't a particular note that is kind of the death mark to me or anything. It probably is reliant
Swinging
on
back
the
to
perfumer
Rose
really
as
to get it
well, have you
right.
ever tried Number 88 from Check and Speak? You want a rose fragrance to really
No,
challenge
I
you,
haven't,
I think
but
it's quite an old fragrance now. So
okay.
I think it was originally launched in 1980. So it's been around some time. So you can kind of imagine of that era. But it's a very, it's a bit, it's, somebody on Instagram described it as a very gothic rose. Dark, moody. But yeah, it's, and it's
Oh, okay.
incredibly potent.
You know, that kind of sounds, just in terms of your description of being a gothic smell, it kind of reminds me of how I would describe stuff like Midnight Poison by Dior, or even John Galliano. I don't even think it's got a name. I think it's just called John Galliano perfume for, and it's actually sort of, or it's sort of designed for women. But you know, I've got a bottle of that because it's kind of like the bottle for a start is just a work of art. But the smell is kind of got this very kind of dark, again, sort of nighttime effusion of kind of gothicness kind of thing, you know, to it.
I
And yeah,
think
it's quite an
possibly I'm
interesting
influenced by
smell.
the bottle design as well, because if you had a look at the bottle, it's kind of matte black with, a red accent of the EDP sign. So it very much looks gothic. So it's funny sometimes they can be influenced by just the bottle design itself.
I think it does play a part. I mean, not for everybody. I'm sure there are people that are saying, no, it's the, you know, the juice inside that's important. But you know, I will say from my perspective, I do like a good
Oh, yeah.
aesthetic as
It's
well as a
definitely
really
part
good
of
scent. So obviously what's inside is important to me. But if it's packaged well as well, it just kind of adds to the whole thing. And good examples of where I think packaging is done right is Amouage, for example. I love the way that the presentation
Yeah.
of their bottles inside the box with like the velvet inlay. And I think another recent one that I got was Guerlain's Louis. And that's a really tiny bottle. It's a 50 milliliter bottle, but it's in a bloody enormous box. And it kind of looks kind of great, you know, opening it
I've
all
spotted
up, and
that
it's kind of its
really, because
presentation and all that kind of stuff.
especially for
It kind of adds,
niche fragrances, quite expensive fragrances. You talked earlier about some of the Dior's £200 a bottle. You're buying a luxury experience. It's not just the scent itself. You're buying that beautiful bottle that's going to sit on your side table. You're buying like premium, like
Well, yeah, and
electronics or Apple products. The detail they're going into the packaging that you open it up is an experience. There's some brands that go as well.
that's what I want to touch on, actually, because that's what I want to touch on is the fact that you're absolutely right. You are, you know, for brands like Dior and, you know, even Guerlain and Hermes, Chanel, you do expect a certain standard after, you know, after you've experienced like the, you know, good service. But I'm a friend of mine in Instagram has had an absolutely terrible experience with Dior, based out in the United States, and where
Yeah.
ordered a bottle of Ambre Nuit and Gris d'Or and received neither of
Right.
those, received a bottle of Fahrenheit Eau de Toilette. So sort of phoned them up, returned that, said, you know, this is not what I ordered, get it right. I ordered Gris d'Or and Ambre Nuit. They sent another package out and it only contained Gris d'Or.
Oh.
It didn't contain Ambre
Yeah.
Nuit. So complained again. They, whatever, apologized, sent another box out, and guess what the box contained? Another bottle of Gris d'Or. It didn't contain Ambre Nuit. And I was ready to tear my own hair out. I felt so bad
Yeah.
that this, you know, my friend had such a really bad experience. And especially because I would admit I'm a bit of a Dior fanboy as well. So I sort of always will always speak quite highly of them. You know, granted, I'm not necessarily keen on some of the decisions that are being made, but you know, I will sort of say that that's probably because people behind Dior, like Louis Vuitton, Moët Hennessy, are kind of the people to blame, probably. But it's just one of those things. It's such a shame that a brand such as big as them, I know it doesn't cover all of them, because my experience with Dior in the United Kingdom is positive. Like I said earlier, my only sort of gripe with them online is that the fact that they just provide you with kind of like their standard samples as opposed to something a bit more prestige. But this person who had, had such a bad experience, sent the day with Angie. It was just really shocking, really. So I feel bad for her
Yeah,
and anyone else who's
unfortunately,
had
for every
sort
good
of bad
experience,
experiences with
there's
some of these big
probably
companies.
one, two, three poor ones, unfortunately. But I think all we could do is point out the issues to these big companies and hope they resolve them. But they don't always do that, do they?
Yeah. No, quite. And talking about, you were mentioning earlier about me trying to do or liking hunting things down. I recently was thinking I don't want to spend any more money on perfumes and I want to try and be well behaved and kind of use what I've got, all that kind of stuff. But then
Yeah.
randomly I went onto eBay and I typed in a few words that spelled out Rose Nacre du Désert by Guerlain, and lo and behold, someone was selling a bottle. It was up for bid. Sadly, there wasn't the option to buy straight away because
Yeah.
sometimes I actually prefer that when they say, can buy now for whatever price they're at. Sometimes I just go, yeah, I'll take it. But no, this was a bid war, and it was stuck at £155 pretty much for the whole week. And then when it came to the crunch time, which was like early this week, I was obviously on eBay like a hawk for the last sort of minute, watching to see what was happening. And then the sort of the last 30 seconds, just as I started to get my
The sniper's
next
coming.
bid ready to try and blow everyone else out of the water,
Yeah.
not leaving enough time. Yeah, I was trying to snipe everyone. As soon as I typed in the words, sort of the numbers 200, which was a big hike from 155, thinking that would give me enough leeway, it changed to 195 just as I was typing it. So when I clicked enter, I was already kind of slightly behind the game and I didn't have enough time then. Well, I managed to get 240 in, but by then the race had already been sort of well out of my grasp. It ended up at 260, so it went over paid 260. But on the sort of the flip side of that, I'm actually grateful in a way that, it was more the fact that it was very hard to get that was the primary reason for me to try and chase it, because I don't know what it smells like. I know that certain, people have said that it's
Yeah.
kind of like a bit of a unicorn scent. It's like magical, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not too hurt by it because at the end of the day, I saved a
I'm
lot of
so
money
glad I don't
that
get
I would
involved
have
in that
spent
game.
I
It
wouldn't have
costs
worn. So.
money. I always find there's so many new releases and there's so many great fragrances out there that I just don't feel inclined to chase the discontinued bottles. Nine times out of ten, there's something very similar that's in
Yeah.
production. But if you're I guess, if somebody has that one fragrance that they still really love, then they'll pay the money for
Yeah. All right. Well,
Yeah, I
Nick,
know.
I've got to say
We've
I'm
done,
running
I
out of
think it's
time,
just
afraid.
over
I'm
an
going to have
hour.
to
So
see if we can wrap
thank you
this
very
up.
much for taking the time to join me, Nick. And yeah, thanks everyone for listening, and we'll speak to you soon. Goodbye.
All right.